And welcome to the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast, where we highlight key stakeholders creating the blueprint for global trade finance distribution. Glad to have you here. I'm Doris Kuninovich. Today, we're speaking with a fintech that assists in accessing trade and receivables finance through their relationships with over 300 banks, funds, and alternative finance houses. Now, I have the pleasure of welcoming Mark Abrams. He's the head of trade and receivables finance at Trade Finance Global, otherwise known as TFG. Mark, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Now, on Google, it also says that you're the MD, so I guess you're the right person to talk about TFG's position in trade finance. Can you give us a little bit of insight about what you do and obviously TFG's initiative within the trade finance space?
Sure. So we focus at TFG, we focus on using data to originate further trade, inventory, receivables, financing facilities and matching them with corporates, mid-corps, SMEs around the world. So basically navigating that trade finance gap. In terms of the group and how we're structured, hopefully unique in that we have two pillars. One is completely free to consume information education and the other side is financing. On the information side, and as a group, we have over 6 million impressions a month, over 160,000 people a month coming to us. And on the information side, we do everything from podcasts, so you can see on Trade Finance Talks, on Spotify, iTunes. If you look at on the TV side, we have a TV station called Trade Finance Talks TV. We publish on tradefinanceglobal.com, and we partner with many of the large trade bodies. And the idea there is just to provide more information from listening to watching to reading in what's going on in the trade world. On the other side of the business where I sit, it's access to finance. So we have companies all around the world coming to us looking to access anything from pre-export to on the water to inventory to receivables financing lines, typically bilateral self-liquidating trade receivables facilities. That's probably around 40% commodity traders, so agri, metals, so prime and scrap, base oil, lubricants. Outside of that will be anything else, so OEMs, machinery, pharma, distribution, entertainment companies. So the idea is to basically democratize and allow that more level playing field around the trade receivables world.
So why trade finance? Why was that a decision to proceed along this path?
I suppose if we knew how complicated it is that we know today, would we have done this however many years ago, 7-8 years ago? Possibly not. Possibly we should have gone into the mortgage market. But it's such an opaque business. Many people use the word trade finance and think it's just a homogenous term. But actually, we see that trade finance fits into around 20 different structure buckets, from borrowing-based facilities to back-to-back LCs to receivables. And it's not just used trade finance in the receivables or the invoice finance space. So the complexity that, and not just in terms of the structures, but also in terms of jurisdictions, tenors, sectors, and all the issues that come with that, and also the point of payment and receipt, the idea was to break that down in a more structured way. And it's obviously everyone talks about the gap, but it's a huge gap to fill. So it's trying to break down all of those different points of data and allowing more liquidity to flow into that market.
And let's talk about now the sort of clients that you work with. Who are your target customers and clients?
So we work throughout the spectrum from large to mid-corporate all the way through to SME. So anyone, because what we're doing is more of a originating role, it will be very much understanding what a specific company is doing from the idea of where they're paying, what world they're in, what structures they have, what security is in place, and also what jurisdictions, which is very important. And then understanding what liquidity we have on the other side. In terms of the actual numbers and size of facility, it's not such a rigid approach, because it's very much understanding what's the demand and then what's the supply and bringing those together.
And why would you say your corporates or partners can't rely on their banking partners? What's the gap there?
So trade finance is a very much, touched on before, but an opaque world. So you may be dealing, a corporate may be working with one bank, and they may be working with one team in that one bank in one jurisdiction. But as that corporate grows or other trades come online, and also other structures become relevant, it may not be clear to them that that same FI that they're working with has that capacity. So the aim of what TFG does is we may work with one FI, but we may work with a number of desks within that FI. But also we have other FIs going off and coming on online. And that's happened a lot over the last 2-3 years, because whenever there is volatility and change in the world, you'll see new desks come up and also the issues that will happen around the world. And so the idea for where TFG sits is we will sit next to treasurers, next to CFOs, and bring in that relevant liquidity as it comes up. So a bank very much, it's the same in the insurance market. A bank very much cannot rely on 200 FIs that they work with if they're looking for further liquidity. And obviously also with prices in different worlds, especially the commodities market, with different policies changing and prices change, and also on the pricing side, it means that there is that further demand for liquidity. So looking at alternative sources is important.
And speaking of that liquidity, what kind of funders are you relying on, and why is the trade finance distribution as an ecosystem important to you?
So we're working with some of the largest trade banks in the world, to mid-market banks, to alternative credit providers and funds. In terms of the, I suppose in terms of distribution, if we just take a step back and just draw the parallel, and I mentioned it before, but looking at the mortgage market. With the mortgage market, it's relatively straightforward if we're talking about commercial or residential property, and also in a specific jurisdiction like the UK, because then you're really just looking at LTV and affordability criteria at a high level. If you look at actually trade and receivables finance, there are so many factors that play into that, from jurisdictions to structures to tenors to sectors to sizes to cost of finance. And then you break it within that are those different structure buckets, which we spoke about before, from receivables all the way through to trade and prepays. So we are always looking for further liquidity providers, because we're always going to be finding groups that we'll work with where they'll have different demands for credit in different areas of their cycle.
Right. If you just joined us, this is the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast, where I've been chatting with Mark Abrams. He's the head of trade receivables at TFG. And we've just been talking about the funders that they're looking to work with. Now, as a fintech platform yourself, can you let me know what are the kind of expectations that you have or your clients have of you in terms of digital innovation today?
So our clients who are typically borrowers are coming to us looking for transparency, for speed, and just for clarity. So to work with TFG would be the parallel, the alternative would be going to their bank, whereas they'll come to TFG to navigate that financial system and understand what structure can come in and the timelines that will take to come in. And that's what we're trying to provide. So plug that liquidity gap, allow more liquidity to flow into those corporates, and thus it allow them to expand.
So what benefits would you say personally you have reaped from using technology yourself?
So we are always looking to innovate and build in new technology to the journey that we're providing at TFG. And so every day that we're working, it's bringing fresh ideas to basically to allow that journey to be a lot faster to access the right capital. And we see that throughout the fintech ecosystem. We have focused, and we think focus is very important, we're focusing on further origination for those corporates, mid-market, SME borrowers. And throughout in the trade finance space, now is the time that we're seeing from digital documents all the way through to actually dispersing facilities. All of those different areas of focus in fintech are coming together.
Recently, I was at an event and I spoke with a few banks, non-banks, originators, and there was this sort of consensus that technology would be the backbone of the future for trade finance distribution specifically, without which it might be very difficult to work. What are your thoughts on this?
So I completely agree. So in terms of trade finance, it's a very much an opaque market. And there are many fintechs in our space which are focusing on different areas of the chain, from loan distribution to origination, which is what we're focusing on, to blockchain. And the idea being is that, and I think where we'll get to in terms of the next step, will be a lot of those technologies coming together and companies coming together. And we always hear about this large trade finance gap, and that's the only way that we will take out the lack of clarity that exists at the moment. And that then leads, each of those points coming together allows more liquidity to flow into the system, which then in turn allows corporates to grow, employ, and that's what everyone's focus is.
As a fintech, in what other ways do you think the use of technology can further elevate trade finance processes and workflow in today's space?
The most important point for the next step is coming together, using all of those technologies that exist that have been built in silos to actually be merged or partner to speed up that whole process that we're seeing right now. And that's what excites me.
Now, I find that trade finance can be quite a tech-cautious space, but really excited to hear all the good work that TFG is doing out there. Now, this is where we call it a wrap on today, I'm afraid. Mark, you've been a wonderful guest. Thank you so much for being here on the TFDI podcast.
Thank you.
If you've been watching or listening, do subscribe to our channel on Spotify. That's the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast. And to our YouTube page, where you can keep up to date with all the new podcasts and podcasts. But more importantly, thanks for your time. I'm Doris Kaminovich. Catch you soon.